The partnership just earlier this week released, in conjunction with Universum USA, a report that's called Great Expectations, what students want in an employer and how federal agencies can deliver on this. Chris, basically what the partnership did with Universum is to look at data that was collected from more than 32,000 American undergrad students to look at what they thought an ideal employer looked like. And there's some interesting findings. First of all, and probably the most significant for government, is that government was the most popular of the 46 career options that they outlined in the survey.
Really?
At 17%. The next highest was the healthcare industry at 13%. So again, you know, if you look at 46 types of industries or career paths, government, which wasn't exclusive to federal government, but government was the number one most popular choice.
Which sort of gives us the idea that we've sort of been hearing that the people are really sort of focused on the mission stuff. They like the mission of, they feel like they can give back.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. So I think, you know, certainly as we've talked before, we may be reaching a point in time where it's no longer that we actually have to inspire students to look at federal service, but rather close the deal and make sure that we're articulating what the real value proposition is.
Right.
In addition to that finding, Universum actually ranked based on the responses to what government or what individual perceptions were of ideal employers. They ranked the top 15 ideal employers, and five of those top 15 ideal employers were federal agencies. So again, another really good sign for government that students are interested, that government can in fact be perceived as an ideal employer.
Wow, great. Any other interesting findings that come out of this?
Yeah, one of the other things it showed was that government also has the qualities that students are looking for, and one of those key qualities is a good work-life balance. And again, as you and I have talked about on several occasions, mission match with their interests as well. It's also interesting, Chris, if you dig a few layers deeper and say, okay, this survey was of 32,000 people. Let's actually look at those who specifically, you know, what's unique to those who showed an interest in government versus those who showed an interest in healthcare professions or the healthcare industry or others. And there were a couple of real interesting points there as well. Again, dead on to that mission match piece. 63% of those that indicated they were interested in government were more committed to a cause, which also from government recruiting perspective says, you know what, we often look at the private sector or the corporate sector as being the biggest competition. We may have to actually give more attention to what nonprofits are doing to lure young people in, because again, very close match to that mission.
Wow, fascinating.
Another piece of it, which is really fascinating again, is that while salary expectations are high among young people, those who were interested in government expect a lower base salary than others.
So this is sort of reinforces what we've heard, is that, you know, salary is they people need to live, but that's not the deciding factor for a lot of these folks, right?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. Now, again, to that point that, you know, they were more they expected if they were going into government, they expected to potentially have a lower base salary, but and that was acceptable if some other conditions were met, and
right.
Those other conditions included mission match, the opportunity for advancement, good benefits package, other incentive programs like loan repayment programs and things of that sort, and professional development. Again, all things that the federal government certainly has to offer. So the real key here is that government's well positioned to do this. We just have to communicate our message much more tightly and much more cohesively to make sure that students know that this is one of the options that's available to them.
And so any recommendations that you guys would offer folks, as particularly agencies, as they're looking to attract these people, and it sounds like they're probably going to be attracting, trying to get some new faces in there, what should they take from this report?
Yeah, in the report we outline a number of recommendations, but Chris, a very high-level recommendation is really just around messaging, that agencies have to focus on making clear what they do. Again, that mission piece of it, what they do, who they are, who, you know, what are you about, what's the essence of what your agency is doing, and what they have to offer beyond simply what typically comes into the conversation, which is salary. Look at the broad benefit compensation package. Those three things, if you can communicate those, we actually believe that the value proposition is set and that you actually will have interest on the part of students. The other thing that's really important in this as well is that employer image is everything for students as well. They want to be affiliated with a highly respected, highly regarded agency. So, you know, as we look at the work that the agency is doing, it's not simply communicating a great mission. It's not simply providing the value proposition that we talked about earlier, but it's also that issue of image as well. They want to be associated with something that has a very high prestige to it.